All right. Well, hello, everybody. It is a beautiful day here in California in July. We actually just arrived from Southern California, had a great weekend with my family and also over at Disneyland, seeing the whole, you know, family reunion thing. We had a great time, just got into town, and we are absolutely geared up for a great night tonight. I've got a good 57 minutes of hot content for you. I hope your hands are ready to take a lot of notes and take them really fast, because I've got a lot of information I'm going to be bringing out to you tonight. Basically, tonight is going to be about how do you really get your business right from the beginning. Let's say that you're brand new, just getting started. I'm going to talk about four barriers that people typically have, and that when you're starting in business and you've got new reps that you brought into your business, they also go through these four basic barriers. And so I'm going to basically just bring you to an awareness of what those barriers are and how to get people through them, including yourself, because some of you are stuck in some of these barriers yourself. And so we're going to talk about that, the four barriers of your business just getting out of the gate. And so, and again, this applies straight across the board no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you are a seasoned veteran as an entrepreneur who is running a very successful home-based business, or you're just getting out of the gate. Either way, you're going to look at this from two different sides. Either you're in the barriers yourself, or you will see that you've got people that are around you that are in these barriers, and how do you break through them? Before I go into that, I want to tell you a little bit about, for those of you that are here for the very first time, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself so that you know who's talking to you. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who did not have a lot going for herself when she first heard about it. My mom and dad both were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive. My whole life I heard I was fat, ugly, stupid, can't do anything right. And I really believed everything that he said. And everything that I had ever done, I truly never succeeded in anything. So when I first heard about becoming an entrepreneur, I shied away from that instantly, because I knew that someone like me, who came from where my family came from, there's no way ever in a million that I'd be able to succeed in anything. And so it took me several months to actually get up the courage to want to get started. And after I did that, I just went full bore. I quit my job. I came in full time trying to work a business by myself with the help of some other people who did not know what they were doing. And for the first 6 months, I failed miserably. I couldn't get my business off the ground to save my life. Went $25,000 in debt, just living off of my credit cards with no income coming in. And I ran into an individual who told me about a seminar that was going to change everything for me. And, you know, you guys have heard of things like that before. I mean, we all have, you know, this big promise to some big future that just, you know, seems to be a pipe dream. It just never seems to come to pass. And what was interesting is I obviously didn't have the money. It was going to cost $1,500 to go. I certainly could think of other things to do other than winding up in some boring seminar with a bunch of boring adults. You know, I'm now 20. I'm hitting 20 years old and thinking, you know, give me a break. That just sounds like a bunch of hogwash, and I'd rather, you know, take the money and do something else. But there was something inside of me that knew if I hadn't gone, then my life was not going to change. Nothing was going to get better if I did not step up and do something different. So I found the $1,500. I went, came out, and made $4,000 in the first 8 days, which was insane. Got 25 people to join venture with me inside of my business that had been failing for 6 months. The next month I made, the next check I made $11,000 by bringing a bunch of other people. That same seminar that I went to, I had developed a sales force and a clientele and put them in front of that same exact environment, and they just went crazy. Following check was just about $15,000. The next check was just under $21,000. And so it was an obvious dream come true for the small town girl who didn't think she could make anything happen, became the number one international producer inside of that organization, and then went off and got married on a whim. And the man that I married changed his mind after just a few months of being married, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, wound up completely homeless. $2.03 to my name. I had no job at the time, found a job after a couple of weeks, and it was a devastating time in my life. I mean, I had failed below failure. I had fallen below the depths, I believe, of the center of the earth. I mean, it was devastating to me. No confidence, obviously. Lost all my dreams and passion and desire. Lost focus. Lost the faith to believe that I could actually rise above where my family had been, and wound up giving up completely. And after being homeless for several weeks, I just totally got upset with myself and had a serious wake-up call one day and just said, that's it. I got to do something different. Something has to change. And literally from one day to the next, okay, started a business out of the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, and a handwritten flyer, you know, on a piece of paper that just happened to be sitting in my old briefcase. And in 3.5 hours, got a bunch of phone calls, started making calls back, and made $2,000 the first 10 hours. The next month, made $6,500 working part-time. The following month, made over $10,000, broke all the international sales records inside of the company that I was representing, and it was a multi-billion-dollar corporation with hundreds of thousands of representatives worldwide. And I'm 21 years old at this point, having all of this happen. By the end of my first year, I'd made $250,000, and by the end of my second year, I had made my first million, and that's by the time I was 23 years of age. Went on to make millions beyond that, raising my children, met my husband through the industry. It all turned into an outrageous blessing, never to return back to homeless and broke ever again. Wound up, you know, I've got 5 kids, soon to be a grandmother here in about 8 weeks, and I would not be anywhere near where we are at today hadn't been for a friend who gave me a call who, you know, was obviously chicken to make calls and then, you know, wound up just giving me a chance. And so I believe that God literally took me out of the pit of hell and placed me right into a chance to change my finances, but also to change everything about myself because it really needed changing. I know some of you, you guys are great people and you got a lot going for yourself and you're real smart and educated. You have a great childhood. You know, all those wonderful things, your sweet, happy, wonderful marriage, all of that kind of stuff. That wasn't me. Okay, and if that's you, man, that's so awesome, what a blessing. But that was not me. And luckily, because of an industry that gives people, everyday average people, or even less than average people like myself, a chance to change their life, become something better, to grow and develop into some kind of a leadership role to where you have the power to influence people to change their lives for the better. I don't know where else you can do something like that except for the home-based business industry that I landed into 16 years ago. And so if somebody invited you on this call, chances are that they cared enough about you to help you, to help your life, to continue either in the same path it is right now, if it's going great, because we all know that there's great times and then there's seasons of famine, and that's the truth. And so this website that you've heard about has things on there and about how to, you know, if you're going to make money, how do you keep it? How do you make wise investments with it? How do you be able to maximize your time and your finances where you're investing time and you're investing your finances in places that are absolutely profitable and that are absolutely worth it? And so this website, you know, is for those people who, you know, everything's going great, you know, your job's great, your life is great, your marriage is great, your kid's great, you've got no challenges in your life, nothing wrong with your health, then this site can help you to take it to the very next level. Then there's the other side of the tracks, which is where I came from, where, you know, things are challenging. You know, the kids are just not quite measuring up to where you hope they had. The marriage is having some challenges. Your finances are an absolute mess. The debt is absolutely piling up. Life is not exactly what you thought it was going to be. You seem like you're working harder than you ever have and not getting ahead. The site also can help you as well. This call tonight is going to be able to help you as well. And so if this young, uneducated female can do what I've done, then so can you. And the person invited you on this cared enough about you and your future to drop a seed for you to say, hey, this can help, it's helped me. So do me a favor, pay attention to those people. If it was like a manager, a supervisor, someone that you work with in a partnership, in a business, I would honestly honor them and pay attention to them because they obviously found this before you did, and they're helping themselves as well as helping other people. Now, let's get right into this topic. And again, I hope your hands are ready because I'm going to fire a whole lot of information at you really fast. And it's going to be extremely beneficial for you and everybody you come in contact with. Now, if you're starting off in business, and even if you're not, even if you've been around, you're a seasoned veteran, these three things I'm about to give you, I'm not talking about the barriers, but these three things I'm about to give you is a wake-up call and a reminder. Number one, if you need to get excited about what you're in, you see oftentimes when we've been in something for a long time, the excitement level begins to change, and therefore our results change. Or if you're brand new, man, it's easy for some of us to be excited about a hope and a promise to a better future. And then there's others of us who are just terrified about getting excited because we don't want to get discouraged again. We don't want to be disappointed by believing in something that doesn't work once again. I'm here to tell you that if you're going to live your life on any one of those three ways, it's just absolutely not worth it. If you're been around so long, been there, done that, and, you know, excitement's like, you know, for those ignorant people, I'm really sorry if your life has gotten to that point because, you know what, I had a point in my life where nothing was exciting and I felt like I was dying inside. If you're that second person where, you know, you are just totally Yes, I believe. Yes, I'm ready to go. Yes, I'm excited. Then, you know what? Congratulations. You have passed that barrier of being afraid because you're going to be disappointed or that, you know, you're going to get discouraged again. That's a part of life. Discouragement is a part of character building. Disappointment is a part of character building. Either it destroys you if you let it, you wind up, you know, sitting your butt in front of television, whining, moaning, and complaining with Montel and Oprah and the rest of those ridiculous television shows where everybody's blaming each other for their lack of success, or you're saying, you know what, I'm rising up. I've got to do something. I've got to get better. Something's got to change. And so I can't tell you how important it is for you to get excited about what you're in. This is a plague in our nation. People are afraid to get excited about their futures anymore. But they can go to a stinking baseball game and hoot, holler, and cheer it on. They can be at a big championship game and just, like, you know, scream their brains out to the point of nearly a heart attack. But when it comes to them getting started in business and changing their financial future, what happens? I don't want to get too excited. My bubble might pop. You know what? Listen, get excited. What have you got to lose? Your health will increase if you're excited. You'll feel better about yourself if you're excited. It releases endorphins in your brain where you actually, I don't know, change the state of your mind that maybe has been stagnant, been in a rut, has been dead. Now, it's unfortunate. I speak all over the country, soon to be all over the world, and it is so amazing to me how I see people every day, lights are on, nobody's home. It infuriates me that that is what we have become. Listen, folks. If you have been waiting for an answer, for something to change financially, or something to change for your health, if somebody has given you a chance, by golly, you better get excited and jump on the bandwagon, okay? Getting excited is extremely important for your future, for your health, for your children, for your marriage. It just is. There is something to get excited about. Do not let negativity rob you of that absolute enthusiasm that you were born with. Number two. You need to pay attention to people who have what you want and do what you do. For those of you that are seasoned, you've been around for a while, and you're the top dog, I worry for you. Because there's a good chance that it's been a long time since you've learned some new tricks. Been a long time since you may have submitted yourself to somebody else who's gone beyond where you're at or in different areas of their life. You have to ask yourself, when was the last time that I actually learned from somebody else? Then there are those of you that, you know, let's say that you haven't had a whole lot of success, and yet you're extremely unteachable. I cannot encourage this enough. The biggest downfall that I see out of my profession of doing a whole lot of consulting, a whole lot of counseling, and a whole lot of coaching is number two. People don't pay attention to people who have what they want. They just don't. Listen. Look at the five areas of your life, emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, financial, okay? If there is any one of those areas of your life that is lacking, what are you doing to improve it, and who are you paying attention to who has already gone past the point of where you're at? You see, when I lacked spiritually, I submitted myself to people who were where I wanted to be spiritually, and I continue to do that. Financially, gosh, when I was 20 years old, when I first got into business for myself, it was a profound thing to me when I heard this. Find somebody who has what you want and do what they do. And when I began to learn, listen, and apply, no, I cannot tell you how fast everything grew for me. When I started to study and model after people who had what I wanted, I got good, and in fact, I got better than the two first people that began to teach me. I broke their personal records. I blew up areas that they could not blow up. Not because I was so great, no, but because I was willing in the beginning to humble myself instead of sizing myself up to them and deciding why I wouldn't listen to them. I decided to humble myself and go, okay, you guys have mastered something. I've got to master it. I'm leaving everything I know behind me. Because I've got to learn how to get good at this. Every time my head has swollen up to think that there's nobody around me that I can learn from, every time that my head has swollen to the point where I felt that no one around me had anything to offer me for my personal growth, that is every time I have fallen flat on my face. And I mean every time. So if you are not currently surrounding yourself with people who are better than you at something, whether it is emotional stability, mental stability, a state of mind of an absolute professional and or a champion, the mental game is what wins championships. I hope you know that. The mental part of the game is what wins championships. Skill has something to do with it. But if you do not have the mind of a champion, you will lose. Do you got it? You will lose. Spiritually, where is your spiritual life? Who are you paying attention to? And that can get scary. You better make sure they're following the right God. Next one, physical. If you're physically lacking, who are you paying attention to? Who are you surrounding yourself with? What are we doing to improve that? Financially, who are you learning from? Who are you gaining from? Who have you humbled yourself to and said, help, I need help? So if there is somebody around you now, let's say that you've got somebody, you know, upper management from you, and they have succeeded and done very well. Are you very busy trying to butt heads and show that you're better than them? Or are you humbling yourself and saying, okay, how did you get to where you're at? What have you done? Are you watching what they're doing to see their finesse? Are you seeing their skill? Are you seeing how they're interacting with people? Or are you busy criticizing how they're interacting with people? So if there's anybody around you who have gone before you and succeeded past where you're at, I highly recommend that you humble yourself and you pay attention to people who have what you want and do what they do. Number three, you have got to make up your mind, if you have not already, that quitting is not an option. Never, ever, ever quit. That just can't ever be an option to you. If you're going to start something, you better finish it. And it better not be, I'll give it 90 days. You can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that. It's either you're in or out, a wholehearted commitment. And why? Because it changes your game completely. If you're trying to build a business, or if you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, or if you're trying to succeed in your marriage, if you're trying to be a better parent, and quitting is in the back of your head as an option, I'm going to tell you right now, the road ahead is very, very difficult. You will complicate your life. You will destroy parts of your life and also parts of others. So if you're going to make a decision to do something, you have got to make a wholehearted commitment, do or die, I'm going to make this happen. And that absolutely, without a doubt, without question, has to be what you do. Okay? So there are three things that when you're getting started in business and when you're looking at bringing other people involved into your business enterprise, then what you're looking at is that when you're talking to people, there are three things that they are thinking about. And later on, I'm going to talk about enrolling people into a home-based business or even enrolling them in, you know, your job or whatever. But there's three things I'm going to cover a little bit later that are going to they're going to help you. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the very first barrier when you're first getting started in a brand new business. Okay, the first barrier is the product barrier. All right. Now, the product barrier for some people is a big barrier for them, and the product barrier really just flat out just determines, do you believe in the product that it is that you're marketing, or if you're marketing some kind of a service. And here's how you break the product barrier. You have to use that service, or you have to use that product yourself. If you plan on being effective in today's marketplace, okay, there's all kinds of people that sell things over the telephone, they're called telemarketers, who do not use what it is that they're marketing. They just plain old don't use them. And that's fine, but that's why they don't last very long at the career that it is that they have. But it has been noted that those who are a product of their own product, meaning they use the service in which they are marketing, or they use the product in which they are selling, then the reality is that you have a conviction level that is completely different. It cracks me up that people get started in a business and they refuse to swallow the lotion, the potion. Probably shouldn't swallow the lotion. They refuse to swallow the lotion, the tablets. They refuse to use the products it is in which they have invested into. Now, that to me is hilarious. I mean, could you imagine Bill Gates using Apple? Not going to happen. Can you imagine him not having Microsoft on his computer? Wouldn't that be amazing and stupid and ignorant? Yes, it would. Could you imagine the president of United Airlines would not fly on his own airplane? That's, like, ridiculous. Well, why in the world? Could you imagine Ray Kroc not eating his own hamburgers? Could you imagine the guy on the Wendy's commercials that refused to eat his own hamburgers? That's, like, stupid. And yet there are people, believe it or not, there are people who get started and set themselves up for failure that refuse to use the product or the services in which they are offering. Now, if you have a product barrier, let's say that you're marketing a weight loss program and you are the size of a pencil. That's okay. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's parts of that program that you can personally use yourself. Now, does that mean if the product does not give you results personally, that it's not a good product? No. That's not what it means at all. Everybody's body is different, and it affects people differently. It doesn't mean it's not going to work for somebody else. So whatever it is that you're marketing, if it doesn't work for you, doesn't mean it's not going to work for somebody else. That's why you got to do test market in your local community to make sure that the advertising that you have read on the Internet, because there's a lot of crap out there, but whatever advertisement that you read out there, you know, and on whatever website that you decided to join in that business and a product that you've decided to market, and if you've not done a local test market in your area to collect your own stories, just like the ones that are on the website, you're just not making a wise business move. The wise thing to do is to do a test market in your area to see if what you have read on a website or in a literature packet actually does what it says. Then you've got your own live testimonials yourself, and thus you have broken the product barrier, okay? So I highly recommend that if you are not using the current product or service that you are currently marketing. Here's a prime example. If you are not on some kind of an auto ship or a standing order or direct ship, whatever they call it these days, okay, if you have a service, okay, and part of that service is an auto ship, a direct ship, a standing order, whatever you want to call it, and you don't personally have one of those auto ships yourself, you are shooting yourself in the foot. You are truly not in business if you are not going to use that service yourself. In fact, it's called a hypocritical. I'm sorry to be harsh, but I'm telling you the truth. So if you're going to be in business, then you better be in business and do the steps that they've given you to do. Now, I don't earn a stinking dime off of any of your businesses at all. None. I'm not a part of any company. And if I'm telling you, who has no motive at all other than for you to succeed, because that's how our company succeeds, the more testimonies we collect out of people like you who follow the directions that we're giving you and your income went up because of it, when you email us that testimony, that's how our business grows. That is. But I don't earn a dime with you having a standing order. But I'm telling you that that's what you need to do in order for you to succeed the way that you said you wanted to. Unless, of course, you signed an application and bought a package because you wanted to fail. Now, if that's the case, well, then that's a whole other story. You need to book a coaching appointment, and I'll see you sometime in October because that's the next available slot. So, product barrier. Have to use it. Have to use the services. You have to. You have to use those standing orders or those auto ships. You need to be on those yourself so that you have the conviction to tell that brand new client that you're staring across the table with or that you're on the phone with, this is how you get set up, and this is how you'll make money. Okay? Barrier number two. And by the way, on the barrier number one, make sure that you inundate yourself with testimonials from your company or your organization. Make sure that you look for ways to have that integrated into you. Why? Because when it resonates with your very soul, the belief begins to build. And there's nobody that can tell you that it does not work. And that's the kind of conviction that builds an absolute dynamic business that is very profitable. Okay, let's move on to number two. The second barrier is the retail barrier. Now, a lot of people have a problem with this particular barrier. The retail barrier is very simple. My second business that I worked, it was all retail-based. The first $10,000 that I earned was just straight retail. And that was literally within about 40 hours of time, about $10,000 in profits. And that was just straight retail. And the retail berry is very simple. Basically, what you do is that you begin to market the product or service that it is that you have. And so doing a local test market in your local area with your own list of resources, which are the people you've ever come in contact with, business or personal, whatever, professional or personal, doesn't matter. But you start doing test markets in your local area. That is actually retailing that product. Those people pay for that service or that product up front. Otherwise, they're not a part of a real, true test market. They need to see if when they put out that $39.95 or that $100 for that service, if they feel like it was valuable or not, okay? So the retail barrier is simple. Once you use those products or service, you obviously have more conviction than the guy who's being ignorant and won't do that. So you already have a leg up on actually the majority of the people. But the retail barrier, it's about truly a couple of different things. You can do advertising to market your product. We have many of my clients that do radio advertising. They market on various different radio stations, AM, FM, Christian radio, you name it. They target specific markets on the radio through either half-hour infomercials or two-minute infomercials. And it's about getting a broker, you know, a media broker who's going to buy you slots on various different places. You want to do it on a number of different radio stations. You'd be amazed how inexpensive you could do this for. And a lot of it can be a crapshoot from time to time, and there's all the times where you could just have a tremendous amount of people calling in. There's also during the retail barrier that you can have those people, you can have those advertisements running at all different times of the day, have those numbers going to a call center. Okay? Now, if you are not advanced in business, I don't recommend you doing any of that nonsense. You may have someone you're working with that is already running a co-op that is doing advertising like that, and honestly, that's almost a full-time job. In of itself, if it's going to be successful. But yeah, advertising, you can advertise on the radio. And again, if you don't have experience doing that, I wouldn't mess with it. I would jump on somebody else's co-op first. There's also advertising in magazines. There's advertising in newspapers for products, just product-specific advertising. You can have all of that advertising go directly to a website and or an 800 number where a call center picks that up. Or it goes straight to your house or a voicemail or whatever. I recommend to a live person because when people are excited, they call. That's the time to close them. Anyway, so the advertising through magazines, newspapers, or radio, or television, that's one way to market your product. And you can go ahead and get customers, start from there, and then build your customers into a wholesale customer or build them into a rep in a new community. Okay, so that's one way is through some advertising. Flyers is another great way. In the beginning, that's how I started, obviously, because I was so stinking broke and could not afford bread, let alone running an ad. Anyway, and I had a script, and it's important that you do have a script with you. Why? Because if you do not have a script and you do not know how to control the conversation, that prospect for your product or service will control you, just like my very first retail call. I ran an advertisement, called that first person back because they went to a voicemail, obviously because I didn't have a phone, because I did not have a home, so had a voicemail for $15 and which the guy, you know, said, send me a check in the mail, I'll give you the number now. Long and the short of it is I made my first call. And the first call sounded something like this. Sounded like, hi, Wally, this is Danny. You called in reference to a blank, blank program. And he says, yeah, how much is it? And I said, it's $125 because that's too expensive. Thanks anyway, goodbye. He controlled the conversation. He got out of me the price before he got the value that should lead up to the price. So what does a script do? A script takes control of the conversation. That's if you have the skill to be able to do that. So then what I did is I formed a script for the next 24 phone calls that I had because my dinner depended on it that night. So I called the next 24 people back. I read a script 24 times. To control of the conversation, created an eager want in that prospect to have that product, okay, which at the time was a weight loss program. And 24 people said, yes, I want it, and I want it now, okay. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours that I read that script. Had 100% closing ratio from that script, okay. That script is available online, by the way. If you have a weight loss program, this script is unbeatable. Unbeatable. You don't believe me? Don't get it. Still struggle with trying to retail off of an advertisement. Totally up to you. It's okay. It's all right. Eventually you'll come around. But the retail script that I had, the average closing ratio inside of my sales force was 90 to 100%. 90 to 100%. Why? When you stick to a script, okay, and again, I read it every single time. I read that thing probably 1,000 times. When you stick to a script, you can control the conversation. You're leading the prospect down the value of the product or service, then giving them the price of an assumption close. And so scripts are extremely beneficial. If you have one that's working, man, keep using it. So scripts are good. This is what also is very interesting to me. When it comes to retail, you got to keep it very simple. There's a lot of your businesses that you build from the bottom up, which is great, and that's fine. You like to go straight for product, and that's awesome. That's what I did in the beginning of the business that I started when I was homeless. Here is an answer, simple answer to any question that you may get when you're retailing products or services. The answer to any objection, if they say, you know, what's in it, or what if it doesn't work for me, or, you know, I'd like to think about it, or I need to talk to my husband. Whatever objection that they give you concerning your retailing your products, okay, here is a standardized statement that you can give back to them that has worked for me for about 15 years, has worked for thousands and tens of thousands of people worldwide. And they've built outrageously successful organizations and huge clientele who give them referrals. So this statement is gold, okay, or the current generation, it's dope. It is. If they say to you, well, what's in it? My answer to those next 24 clients that I read that script to was, you know, I don't really know about that. All I know is, and then I gave them testimonials. And because it was a weight loss program back then, I said, you know, all I know is that the lady that sold to me lost 160 pounds. And for any reason that you are not completely satisfied, the company's going to give your money back. Most of you are a part and linked up and ventured with people who and companies that are very successful. And because they're sound, as far as financially sound, they give 100% money back guarantee. Some of them even give beyond 100% money back guarantee. So there's no, they take the risk away from the client, which is wise, and wise for marketing. So your answer is very simple. You know, I don't know about that. All I know is that I got started on it, and this is what happened to me, and for any reason that you're not completely satisfied, we'll give you your money back. No questions asked. So are you ready to, you know, and then repeat their need back to them? In the case that I worked, are you ready to lose weight or not? Yes, I am. Great. Let's get this shook out to you. Okay, so I don't know. All I know is, give them a story, rebutted with the 100% money back guarantee. For any reason you're not satisfied, we'll give you your money back. Okay? Now, here's another thing that I see with people with retail. You guys are just going to be flabbergasted when you hear this. You know, because I'm in the market, and I'm in the marketplace, I have thousands of clients from all over the world. And we have hundreds of companies that use our service of DannyJohnson.com using our training services. And I've got some that do big, big time business. I mean, they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month and millions a year. Or I've got some that, you know, earn $10,000 a year or some $500 a month. It is amazing to me. I've come across several people where they've had a product or a service that I personally wanted to use myself and obviously have to, you know, make that happen incognito. And so for example, there's, you know, these knives that are out there that, you know, they're famous. They've been around forever. My aunt has some from 40 years ago. And I've, you know, requested information, and they don't send it. That cracks me up. And they don't know it's me. I do it incognito. They have no idea that it's me, because if they did, they'd probably answer the machine. They'd return the phone call or return the email. But I spot check some of my clients now and again, and I'll pose as somebody else to see if they're serious about their business. And I'll call and inquire about their product or service, or I'll have somebody that I know that is, like, so far unrelated that they would never figure out that it was from any of us, and they don't call back. Whether it is, I mean, I could give you a list of things that, you know, like, hey, I want to check that out. And they don't call back. We're leaving 5-6 messages. Months go by, they never bite the apple. I mean, I'm like, dude, this is like business here. Here is somebody giving you all the buying signals. They want to order your stuff, and they don't even return the calls. That's not somebody that's in business. Folks, you have to return phone calls. Anybody that calls you is a lead. who's got some kind of interest in what it is that you have. And I don't care if you don't feel good that day. I don't care if you had some bomb drop in your family that day. I don't care what is going on. If you're in business, you return the call. And you recall it, and you can return it instantaneously. You don't wait 4 days, 5 days. Let's say that, I know many of you are coming to Boston in August 13th and 14th. We're going to be in Boston, Massachusetts for First Step. I know that there's many of you that have advertising running even while you're gone. I know that on Friday you'll probably have some people answering some of your advertising for your product or your services or for the business that you're offering. What you do in that case is you call them back and just say, you know what, I'm on my way to a conference, I'm traveling right now, I'll call you back on Tuesday. Okay, what's a good time for me to get a hold of you? Boom. And that's it. Professional, good to keep up, instead of losing them to somebody else. Very important that you return people's phone calls. Also in the retail, and to break this barrier, you just got to step out and do it. And you make sure that you follow up with your clients. The fortune, folks, is in the follow-up. It is in the relationship. Your products are absolutely secondary to you, what you offer. And if anyone ever asks you, what's the difference between you and XYZ company? You just say, you know, I don't really know about that, and I don't believe in condemning a Ford to sell a Chevy. I'm just not into that. But all I do know is that I got started on this stuff, and for any reason you're not totally satisfied, you're going to get your money back. All I know is that I'm here to work with you, and for any reason you're not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. You are the thing that makes it different for them. And so if you can get them to trust you, they fall in love with you, they're going to buy from you even if you have a substandard product, even if you don't have the best. They're going to stick with you because they enjoy the friendship far more than they enjoy that product, okay? So it's important that you build relationships with your clients, you follow up with your customers, you send them thank you cards, you treat them as though they're a friend, somebody that you value, someone that you appreciate, and you make them feel important. These kind of people, and again, First Steps to Success, we so go into that at our training seminars. It is so about treating people right. It's so about making an impact in them. It's so about making people feel important to the point where they feel loyal to you. It's about the impact that you can make on somebody that impacts their family. This isn't about a short-term little deal. This is long-term, and most people, unfortunately, don't get into business to build something long-term. Predominantly because they don't have much to lose if they only put in $500. Okay, so there you go. That's the retail barrier. How do you break it? Just do it already. You got to get out there, start marketing your product, and make things happen. Here's the third barrier, which is the enrolling barrier. This is probably the most common barrier for most people. This one is the out in the front barrier for most people. This last barrier is actually the strongest barrier that people have. They just don't realize they have it. But this one is the most out in the front. This is where fear comes in. This is where people are like, oh, I'm afraid to talk to anybody. I don't know if I should, you know, I don't know how to do it. And what are they going to say? And what am I going to say? And what if they laugh at me? And what if they, you know, they tell everybody not to talk to me anymore? That cracks me up. Well, if you are afraid and you're not committed, which is the only reason why you'd be afraid is because you're not committed, you're right, then all those bad things will happen, no question. What you fear most, you will absolutely have as a reality in your life. The enrolling barrier is very simple, very, very simple. It's about tonight getting out a piece of paper and a pen, pulling out the yellow pages. It's about making a list of resources. I want you to go through those yellow pages, and I want you to start making a list of everybody that you've ever been in contact with in your entire life. If you were to start a business, okay, let's say that you were opening a restaurant, and the building that you took over was a dump, and you got a loan from the bank, and you fixed up this restaurant, you made it look awesome, got all new appliances in there, you hired your staff, you decorated, I mean, you just made this just awesome restaurant that was just very appealing to the eye, and yet you blew all of the money in getting the thing set up, and in getting that whole thing set up, you round up blowing all the cash and having no money for advertising. So let's say you have this building, you know, you've got a location. How in the world are you going to let anybody know that you're in business? What are you going to do? Well, obviously, you're going to have to make a list of names and let some people know. You're going to have to make phone calls and call your friends and say, hey, just to let you know, I've opened up a restaurant. We have some delightful food. please come down and check us out. I want you to come in and enjoy a meal here. And, man, if you like it, please let everybody you know. In fact, I was just at dinner, and one of our friends that we were at dinner with, he says, oh, my gosh, Danny, there's a shop. It's a new shoe shop here in town. We live in this tiny little town. He goes, my friend opened it up. It's just incredible. And he starts telling me about it. He plugs me five different times on this little shop. Guess where I'm going to be heading? I just got to check it out. I mean, it's like such a unique thing. I got to check this thing out. But that's what it's about. List the name. She called him, let him know. He called me and let me know that this little new shop was in town. Why? She probably ran out of her advertising. In fact, that's exactly what he said. It cost so much money to refurbish the building that she took over that there's no advertising there. So that's what you would have to do, is that you would have to let everybody know, put your feelers out, and the first thing that I would do is I would be locating the people that you know that are the best promoters. Invite them over. Have them take a look. There's a script book that we have online that can absolutely help you to be able to be very successful with inviting people over. And so anyway, one is you make a list of resources, okay? And you have to understand when it comes to the enrolling barrier, when you're brand new, your contact, they trust you, but they don't necessarily respect you. Respect you in this new business, okay? Because let's say that you don't have yet a track record in business, and maybe you do. Some of you have a great track record in the past, and you know your word is gold when it comes to business, and you can invite anybody and they're going to show up. But for most of us, if you're anything like me, I was, 19, 20 years old. What kind of credibility did I have in business? I had zero. And so what you need to do in the beginning is that you need to lean on the help of the person that you're paying attention to, somebody who has what you want and do what they do, whoever it is in charge of training you. And what you do is you take that list of contacts and you put them in front of that person that you're working with. And I don't mean like you give the list to them. I mean you call those people, you put live bodies in front of them or live bodies on the phone with them, all right? And you build respect to that expert so that there's not a whole lot of posturing going on that doesn't need to be going on. So, for example, in the beginning when I had the opportunity to work with an expert, I told every single one of my prospects, I said, you know what, we've got a rare opportunity where I can introduce you to Mr. Joe Smith. I mean, the man has just done an incredible job. He is amazing. He's been recognized all over the nation, several publications, several times, even on our website. He's often one that does trainings and also conference calls for our corporation, and we have the opportunity for you to be able to meet with him. Now, I highly recommend you dress appropriately, you look your best, you take a whole lot of notes when you get there, and I may get the chance to introduce you to him personally, okay? Or if I'm introducing him on the phone, let's just see if I can catch him. I don't know, he's very busy, blah, 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 blah. Just building up who it is versus saying, hey, I want to introduce you to Joe. Well, now there's, question of credibility. If you build credibility to that expert, I'm telling you, it goes so much easier. And you're not building credibility for your expert's ego. You're building it for your paycheck, okay? And once you get your new people started, you teach them how to do the very same thing. And so with that list of resources, this is just basically people to practice on. And how are you going to do that? Well, again, I said earlier, I mentioned scripts. Oh, my gosh. They save the headache, the hassle, the heartache, and the confusion that happens in your brain and your tongue that grows a thousand miles long because you don't know what to say. You get tongue-tied and you start selling somebody. Worst thing in the world you can do is try to sell somebody the opportunity that you're in, especially when you're new. But the scripts that we have, the script book that is available online, it's in the product section. You can purchase it. It'll be shipped out to you right away tomorrow if you order it now. That script book has 16 different scripts in it. It's got a retail script. It's got several warm contact scripts, meaning the kind of script that I'm talking about, where you're going to read the script that says, hey, I'd like to practice on you. I've just started in a new career. Before I begin my advertising campaign, I really need your help, and I don't want to mess it up on the advertising campaign, so I need to practice on somebody that I trust won't be mean to me. Can you please come over and let me practice on you? That's one of the scripts that's available in the script book. The test market script. Hey, we've been looking for a way to get out of debt. We believe we found one. Before we get going in a big advertising campaign, we want to do a test market right here. It's kind of a, look under the hood, check it out kind of thing before we drive it, before we buy it. And so I'm really wanting to do a test market. I've seen a whole lot of, advertising on this product, but I'm not sure if I believe it until I've got people I know who have tried it themselves and let me know what they think of it. And so those are like simple scripts. We also have full-on more cold prospect. If you're doing advertising campaign, we got a script in there that can help you with that, where it postures to where that prospect is selling you on why they need to do a home-based business instead of you selling them. You're not a salesman. You're a business developer, and which, by the way, is probably the biggest thing that we hit the hardest on at First Steps to Success. Why? Because people get in a business and they turn into a salesman. And I'm sorry, in the 21st century, people are a little bit more savvy to salespeople than they were 25 years ago. And so you just can't go in that direction. You need to learn how not to sell. You need to learn how to have people want to follow you. You need to learn how to communicate with people where you're creating an eager want in them to join what you're doing, to promote the product that you're marketing, to follow in the direction that you are going in. And that takes an art, and it's definitely not selling. It's not a sales art. It is an absolute art of dealing with people. And I don't care if you're selling wood floors or internet services, medical supplies, I don't care what it is. If you want to become a professional in that game, I don't care if you're selling cars, okay? If you want to become a professional at whatever it is that you are currently selling, if you're a traditional salesman, you can do what my friend Greg Niemann has done, where Greg has stepped in to First Step to Success and creating a dynasty and a prospecting and closing classes. This man absolutely, incredibly increased his income. In June, his income went to $60,000 in 1 month, and that's in a traditional sales position. Had never done that before. Okay? How and why? He learned how not to be a salesperson, learned how to build and develop an eager want in each one of those prospects. He now picks and chooses the kind of prospects that he actually markets to instead of, you know, taking the scum off the bottom of the barrel of those looky-loos who are not serious. He's able to create an eager want in the ones that he wants to work with to spend top dollar and to make and to go out and do the things that he's asked them to do. You can do that very same thing between First Steps, Dynasty, and a prospecting and closing classes. But that's what he was willing to do. Okay, so scripts are important. You want to make sure that you have a presentation schedule to help you build your business. And, again, you want to find someone who has what you want and do what they do. Follow along until you learn how to get good at it, okay? So how do you break the enrolling barrier? Just get over it already. Get on the phone. Start making calls. Start making things happen. Number four is the barrier that most people have. It is the thing that is crippling most of you that are listening to me right now. It is the thing that is absolutely hindering everything that you're doing on a daily basis, and most of you do not know that you have it. Most of you don't even realize that you have this barrier right here and right now. And that is the training barrier. Most people are out there trying to build something ignorantly. With the current skill level that they have, they are expecting a better result. With the current skill level, let's just say this. Let's say that we've got an amateur baseball player, okay, who is expecting professional pay, professional baseball play. Could you imagine? That would be ridiculous, isn't it? But there are thousands and tens of thousands of people right now who are plagued with an ignorant barrier that they don't even realize they have. They don't even understand that they're missing training. They're missing a skill. They're missing an ability that can be learned. Because all of us did not know how to drive a car when we first got behind the wheel. None of us knew how to eat before our parents taught us. None of us knew how to do the current job that we're doing right now before somebody taught us how to do it. None of us did. All that we are today is learned. And so what we do is we get involved in a business, and these people crack me up. Oh, I can figure this thing out. I don't need to go to that training seminar. I don't need that prospecting and closing class. I got this thing dialed. I don't need training. This thing looks simple, man. If those people can make money, so can I. Yeah, that is called delusional. That is called a business waiting to fall apart. That's called a business that may never get off the ground. Then there are those that actually have some beginning skill to be able to prospect, to break the product barrier, break the retail barrier, to break the enrolling barrier, and yet they've hit their business has come to a screeching halt. I mean a screeching halt. And they can't figure out why. Oh, it must be the economy. Oh, it must be the company made a change. It must be something else other than me. Because I'm the top dog and I know what I'm doing. All I have to say is not true. Every single step of the way and every single step of your growth in every area of your life has to do with a barrier of skill and ability that has not been broken through yet. Just hasn't been broken through. And most people lack the personal growth to submit themselves to learning. So, for example, if your marriage is not doing great, when was the last time you and your spouse got some training on how to have a very successful, very exciting, very eventful marriage, better than when you were courting? When was the last time you got training to help you do that? Parenting. Many of us, ignorantly, are crapshooting raising our kids, just like the generation before us, hoping and praying that they turn out okay and that they don't either get someone pregnant or they don't get pregnant themselves. That's what we're doing. Ignorantly, living life with no skill in raising these kids, okay, and expecting them to turn out like, I don't know, somebody respectable, somebody good, somebody that makes wise choices. When was the last time you got training on how to parent yourself and your children? When was the last time? When was the last time that we got training in how to become financially independent? Think about it. I'm not talking about those hype motivational deals. I'm talking about real solid training. How to get out of debt and stay out of debt. How to make wise investments. When was the last time? Most of us have not. Most of us are absolute victims of ignorance. We perish in all areas of our life because of a lack of training, because of a lack of knowledge. And so the training barrier, most of us are a part of it, don't even realize it. Whatever barrier it is, whatever glass ceiling it is that you are hitting, I can tell you right now, it is only because you're lacking a skill to get you past it and move beyond. And the game of life is that we continue to hit these barriers, and if we continue to train, we continue to get better. That's how it works. And so the training barrier, it is important to plug into an expert who has gone before, paved the way, learn their secrets, learn their techniques, learn their skill. Go out, apply, then you grow. And then you come back and you do it again. You don't turn into somebody who's pig-headed like I was. I got this sucker dialed. I don't need any more training. Yeah, then my business came to a screeching halt and I actually lost it. Why? I stopped growing. And so the training barrier, I want to read you a couple things here of other people who have broken the training barrier. These are some of my students that are right now just in the prospecting and closing class. We have Alan Sarfati. He said he had more sign-ups in 1 week, okay, which actually happened all in one day, than he'd had in his entire career in business. He got more business in one day than he had his entire career. I have another gentleman who had who brought more people into his business than he did from January to June. In all the months that he worked, all the months that he talked to people, all the months that he was trying to make something happen, from January to June, zero results. First week, first class, he's in the prospecting and closing class, brought in more people than he had done in that whole 6 months. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. We have another lady by the name of Shanette. She said that her improvements that she saw from last week was giving the confidence to pick up the phone more than once. She used to be able to, you know, maybe pick it up once and then hang it up, go get distracted doing other things. She said, the more that I listened to the MP3s, it really did become ingrained in me, and then I realized that I had a fear of talking to people, and I am no longer there. How awesome is that? Another woman, she said, the number one insight I learned was that I let people sell themselves. She's no longer selling. Don't you hate the feeling of selling somebody? Don't you hate the feeling of convincing and begging people to join you and your business? Don't you hate groveling? Well, Christina did too. She joined the prospecting and the closing class right away. Had gained the skill of actually creating an eager one in that prospect to where that prospect is now selling themselves instead of her selling them. She said she's also been able to apply this concept to coworkers during face-to-face encounters in her office. It's improved her job. She says, we've seen our business grow tremendously since they, her and her husband, have been to the Monday night calls, the archives calls, and the prospecting classes. How insane is that? I mean, that is absolutely gorgeous. We have a gentleman that, here's another one. He says, I felt my confidence improved, and I learned not to be critical of my sales force. We've got Donna. She says, the most important things that I've gained from doing this is to show increased boldness now, confidence and enthusiasm, to pursue following up with people and that I was face-to-face with. Before, she just wouldn't do those things. I mean, you guys, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. that people here, we've got a guy who came out of First Steps to Success. Amazing what has happened to him. He has sponsored 34 people in 30 days. His name is Don. 34 people in 30 days. He used to average 3 people a month. He's in our prospecting, our closing class, and is a First Steps to Success graduate. 34 people in 30 days. Prior to that, he sponsored 3 people a month. Give me a break. How does that happen? How? Think about it. Here's Dawn. She says, I've learned how to handle more objections better. She's in the closing class and the prospecting. Improvements are feeling better about talking to them, feeling more trained. When I got on the phone about handling those objections, I know what to say to the people. How awesome is that? Here's Amy. She says she used to go several days without any action and then do a bunch of volume all in one day. Now I'm taking action every day and seeing results and jumps up her volume every single day. How awesome is that? That's incredible. Do you need more confidence? Do you need to feel like you're on top of your game? Are you sick and tired of the pressure? Are you sick and tired of not knowing what to say? Are you tired of building a business that's not duplicatable? Here's another one. Jane, she says, one prospect asked me, how do I make money? Did you ever save me there? This is something I teach in these classes. I went through the script you previously gave us just like a pro. Really made me feel good about building the confidence that I can do this. Do you want to have that kind of confidence? Do you want to feel like you can make it happen? Do you want to bust through these barriers that these students have busted through? Here's another one. Debbie, she says, I am now framing all the calls that I send the prospect to as well as the website about how it will help with their wants, their needs, their goals, and their dreams. I am beginning to feel that I can pick up the phone and really develop relationships on a different level. I closed 3 people with this, and it felt so good. How awesome is that? These are some of these students, by the way, have never, ever closed anybody in their life, ever. And they're bringing in their very first person into their business, making things happen. I have another gentleman for 1.5 years tried to build his business and couldn't get anybody in. His first prospecting and closing class brought in 17 people. The following month, he brought in 28. I have another gentleman. He's the leader of an organization. It's all he does is promote those prospecting and closing classes. Do you know why? Because it outrageously grew their businesses, which in turn grew his. He has a sales force. Then he's got a tremendous amount of people plugging into those classes. Why? Because they know the importance of training. And when you can break the barrier of training, your commitment level increases. Therefore, your results increase. You're no longer bumping your head up against the wall. You're no longer frustrated. You're no longer dealing with discouragement, disappointment, no longer dealing with fear. You're now rising up to the challenge and making things happen. Could you imagine if you actually did get into those August classes for prospecting and closing and it actually did work? Could you imagine if it actually worked? I'm afraid of, for those of you who sit there under that training barrier going, right, whatever, heard this before, been there, done that, I don't need it. I feel so sorry for you. I really do. And either your business is going to continue to do what it's doing, or you're going to reach that point where you say, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired of being frustrated. I'm tired of being in a rut. I'm tired of not reaching my full potential. I got to go to First Steps to Success, and I got to get in those prospecting and closing classes. That's where you're going to get to. So, guys, other than that, I hope that was very helpful for you. I gave you barriers that people go through. How do we get people through those barriers? You tell them stories about how you got through those barriers yourself. You encourage them through testimonials, encourage them at getting on this call. This call will be available tomorrow on our website at DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. Sign up as a free member. You got access to six figures of free training that's available on that site for you. For you to be able to build your business. Break your training barrier today. Go get on that website. Break your training barrier today. Get in for the prospecting classes, the August classes, for closing and prospecting. And that's if, again, I haven't got a report on my desk telling me how many seats are left available. It's first come, first serve basis. There's about 1,500 people on this call right now. So I highly recommend that you either call the office now, 209-463-5210. Again, that number is 209-463-5210. You can leave a message saying, I need to get started in those classes. Is there any room left? Or go on the link, get started for those. Either that or I'll see you in Boston, Massachusetts, August 13th and 14th. You can enroll for that on the website as well. Other than that, guys, I just got to tell you, I pray that God prospers you tremendously this week, that you fully take advantage of these summer months. Most people are out there wanting to vacation. There's a rare breed that's on the phone with me right now that's saying this is the time to get on the bonus charts. This is the time to break barriers. This is the time to break records, and it is. Just like my client out of Michigan, Sandy, who's tried to make this industry work for her for a long time, struggled and struggled and struggled, averaged 3 people a month that she brought into her business. She now, for 2 months in a row, is number 3 in her company, bringing in 23 people at a $299 package. This is a homeschooling mom out of Michigan who never, ever could sponsor like that before, who now is doing it every single week. By the way, she's a graduate of the prospecting class, currently in the closing class. How awesome is that? So I'm going to open up the lines. You guys all say good night and God bless.